for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, November the 29th, 2008. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the evening, teaching on covenant. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
28. First, the blessings. Now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all of His commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Now see, we keep the new covenant through loving the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and body, and our neighbor as ourselves. And that fulfills God's covenant. Forgive me, Lord, for breaking covenant. It says, and all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall you be in the country. You know, as I read these, if you see some of these that apply to you, circle them and seek God about how what you need to repent of to get that curse off you and off your bloodline. It says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beast and the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. In other words, all your stuff's blessed and your children are blessed. So if your stuff's not blessed and your children's not blessed, say, okay, Lord, show me why. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who come against you one way to be defeated before you. They shall come against you one way and shall flee before you seven ways. Now that encourages me when I know there's a one world government coming. Doesn't that encourage you? It says, the Lord will command the blessing upon you and all your barns and all that you put your hand to do, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people. You see why I want to tell you about the potter's wheel up front? Because I've seen people look almost hysterical. God's going to kill me any minute. Just stay yielded and He's not going to kill you. He's going to take all the junk out. He will confirm His covenant. But you got to get on the potter's wheel. It says, the Lord will command the blessing upon you and your barns and all that you put your hand to do, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people unto Himself, as He swore to you, if you will keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, and you do that by continually submitting to the Lordship of Jesus. So all the peoples of the earth, and I love this one, shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they're going to be afraid of you. So you don't have to worry about bin Laden or this terrorist stuff, which I don't even think that... If we were really fighting terrorism, don't you think we would guard the borders? Anyway, regardless, you don't have to be afraid. And the Lord will make you abound in prosperity in the offspring of your body, the offspring of your beast, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will... Somebody's going to have to open up for you. I can hardly read my writing up here. The Lord will open for you His good storehouse, the heavens, and give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the works of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, but shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you only shall be above, and you shall not be underneath, if you will listen to the Lord your God, to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today to observe them carefully and do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And then in verse 15, and if you've got a pen, I want you to circle the ones you think you're under, and then seek the Lord in your prayer time. If you don't get free tonight, ask the Lord why. It says, now the curses start. But it shall come about, if you will not obey the Lord your God to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I charge you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. I don't want to be under curses when one world government comes or when there's an economic collapse. I want to be walking in blessings, and I know you do too. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. And, you know, we may not have cattle today. This is a picture of your stuff. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send upon you curses of confusion and rebuke in all you undertake to do. I want to ask you the question, can Christians be confused? Does it say that this is a curse? And rebuke in all you undertake to do until you're destroyed and until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds because you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you until He has consumed you from the land where you're entering to possess it. Does it do any good? Does it do any good to go to the world for answers if you're under a curse? That's just putting a band-aid on a spiritual problem, and then you not only have the curse, but you've got the curse of the band-aid. It says, the Lord will smite you with consumption, a wasting lung disease, and with fever. Can Christians have fever? With inflammation, with fiery heat, with the sword, with blight, with mildew. That's candida. I had a friend whose son smoked pot in their bedroom, and they allowed it, and there was mildew on the walls. You know, I don't understand parents that allow sin in their house. I really don't. Or to allow your... I know people that let their kids move in with them, and they're shacking up while they move in. And I'm not talking about anybody in this room, okay? I have other friends. But I'm saying, you know, my son lived a homosexual lifestyle, but I guarantee you he wouldn't have done it in my house. That just didn't happen, because when you allow that, you're allowing a curse in your home. It's like if you had a big old hog on your couch, you'd get it off. Or if you had a rattlesnake in your house, you'd get it out. And when we're soft on sin, then we're coming under the curse. I remember when my son was, he was about 4 years old or 5 years old or 6 years old. We were in a church and there was a fellowship hall. And it was like, you know, we have dinner on Wednesday night. And he was misbehaving all the way across the room. And he must have felt my eyes in the back of his head, because he looked back and he saw me and he went, this was my son that died, bless his heart. Anyway, God doesn't want us to allow sin in our lives or to allow it in our home. Okay, verse 22. The Lord will smite you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with fiery heat, with the sword, with blight, with mildew, and they'll pursue you until you perish. And the heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. That means your prayers don't get answered. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies, and you'll come out against them one way, and you're going to flee seven ways. 26. And your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the sky, that's the powers of darkness, and the beasts of the field, and there'll be no one to frighten them away. There's a scripture that says, if God is for you, who can be against you? The Lord will smite you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors. Can Christians have tumors? And with the scab and with itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will smite you with madness, that's mental illness, insanity, all kind of psychotic, mental problems, bipolar, schizophrenia. You just look up the word madness. It includes all types of mental problems. And then today we send people to the psychiatrist and he dopes them up and they don't know what town they're in. And they even have courage to even kill themselves. I know somebody that got depressed. This man would have never killed himself except that he got depressed and he went to the doctor and he gave him antidepressants and the man had the courage to kill himself. You do things that you wouldn't do. I don't know about you, but I need to have a sound mind, and so do you. God says, be sober, be alert, for your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. The Lord will smite you with madness and with blindness and with bewilderment of heart. And can I tell you, these glasses are a curse. Madness, blindness, and bewilderment of heart. And I am looking for the answer to eye problems. I know the world doesn't have the answer for it because all my family has died blind. They've been almost blind when they died. The world doesn't have an answer. And you shall grope at noon as the blind man gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, but only be oppressed and robbed continually with none to save you. You shall betroth a wife, and another man will violate her. You'll build a house, but not live in it. You'll plant a vineyard and not eat its fruit. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be torn from you and not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have none to save. Your sons and daughters will be given to a people with whom you do not know. I saw this when my son was 18, living a homosexual lifestyle. Moved to New York City, and my eyes looked on and yearned for him, but there was nothing I could do. I was under that curse. A people whom you do not know will eat up the produce of your ground and all your labors, and you shall never be anything but oppressed and crushed continually. And you shall be driven mad by the sight of what you see. The Lord will strike you on the knees and legs with sore boils from the sole of your foot, which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. The Lord will bring you and your king. In other words, if it's not King Jesus, he's going to bring you and whatever's king over you, whom you shall set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods of wood and stone. And you shall become a harrow and a proverb and a taunt among all the peoples where the Lord your God will drive you. You shall bring out much seed to the field, but gather in little, for the locust shall consume it. You shall plant and cultivate vineyards, and you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall devour them. You shall have olives throughout your territory, but shall not eat, anoint yourself with oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall have sons and daughters, and they shall go not be yours, but they'll go into captivity. I've had that happen. The cricket shall possess all your trees and the produce of your ground. The alien who's among you will rise higher and higher, and you'll go lower and lower. We see that happening right here in America. Foreigners have just about bought out this country. I bet if the truth was known, AIG is owned by China. Or they have a big interest in it. I wouldn't doubt it. The alien who's among you shall rise... We've already read that. He shall lend to many nations. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. So all these curses shall come on you, pursue you, and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you would not obey the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which I charge you today. And they shall become a sign and a wonder on you and your descendants forever, because you did not love the Lord your God, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and with a glad heart for the abundance of all things. There, and I'm just going to read. When I finish this, we're going to pray. I know, you know, we could sit and watch Fox News or television all day, but when you start letting the word burn stuff off, it's hard. And they shall become a sign and wonder on you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and with a glad heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord shall send against you, in hunger and thirst and nakedness and the lack of all things, and he'll put an iron yoke on your neck till you're destroyed. Now that's the opposite of seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It says the Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth, as the eagle swoops down, a nation whose language you shall not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, who shall have no respect for the old, nor show favor to the young. Moreover, it shall eat the offspring of your herd, the produce of your ground, until you're destroyed, who also leaves you no grain, new wine, or oil, nor the increase of your herd, nor the young of your flock. And it shall besiege you in all your towns until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted in come down. In other words, lay down your idols and you don't get besieged. And besiege means to surround with hostile forces, to crowd around, hem in, to harass, or opportune with requests. That's the root, one of the roots to hearing voices. The enemy is besieging you and it's opportuning you, making requests to you. Moreover, it shall eat the offspring of your... I already read that. Okay, 53. Then you shall eat the offspring of... Then you shall eat the offspring of your body, your flesh, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you during the siege and distress by which your enemies shall oppress you. The man who is refined and very delicate among you shall be hostile toward his brother and toward the wife that he cherishes and toward the rest of his children who remain, that they will not give... I cannot read this. Can somebody read 55 for me? 28:55. The refined and delicate woman among you who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and refinement shall be hostile toward her husband she cherishes and toward her sons and daughters. I remember a time when my kids were growing up that I was under this curse, and just the sound of their voices made me just want to go, ah! That's hostility, being hostile toward your husband, hostile toward your wife. Thank God I've been delivered, but I still need to get delivered from stuff. And so do you. And hostile toward her afterbirth, which issues from between her legs, and toward her children whom she bears, for she shall eat them secretly for lack of anything else during the siege and the distress by which your enemies shall oppress you in your towns. And can I tell you that in satanic rituals they do eat the placenta. It says, if you are not careful to observe all the words of this law, which are written in this book of the law, this honored and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, even severe and lasting plagues, and miserable and chronic sicknesses. For example, if heart problems run in the family and all of a sudden I have a heart problem, I'm under a generational curse of heart problems. And he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of the world, which you were afraid, and they'll cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, the Lord will bring on you until you're destroyed. So any sickness that's not even listed here, you're under the curse. Therefore, you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for a multitude, because you did not obey the Lord your God. And it shall come about that as the Lord delighted over you to prosper you and multiply you, so the Lord will delight over you to make you perish and destroy you, and you shall be torn from the land where you're entering to possess it. Moreover, the Lord will scatter you among all your peoples from one end of the earth to the end of other ends of the earth, and there will be no, and there you shall serve other gods of wood and stone. Now, today they call being scattered multiple, one of the things they call it is multiple personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder. You're going to be scattered. But God wants to gather you through repentance and through deliverance. The Lord will scatter you which you and your, I'm just going to read the next one, verse 65. And among those nations you shall find no rest. Now, do you see that no rest is a curse? Why is that a curse? Because Jesus said in Matthew 11, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll what? I'll give you rest. What does the clay do? It rests on the potter's wheel. And there shall be no resting place for the sole of your foot, but there the Lord will give you a trembling heart. That sounds like heart trouble. Failing of eyes and despair of soul. So your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall be in dread or in fear day and night. And the Bible says that in the last days, men's hearts are going to fail them because of fear. And shall have no assurance of their life. In the morning you'll say, oh, I wish it were evening. In the evening you'll say, oh, I wish it were morning because of the dread of my heart. And for the Lord will bring you back to Egypt, back to the world by a way about which I spoke to you, and you'll never see it again. And there you shall offer yourself for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, and there'll be no buyer. Nobody will even want you. Now you say, well, you know, that's the Old Testament. Well, let me tell you, the Bible says all Scripture is given for reproof and correction and training in righteousness. Amen? And every time you and I violate this word, we step out into the enemy's territory. And because we're all sinners, we've all done it, we still do it, and we'll probably do it till we will do it till we enter eternity. But possessing the land, God says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't allow anger in your life. Don't allow fear in your life. Don't allow jealousy in your life. The other day I was in church and somebody said something to me. You know, Jesus said, judge not lest you be judged. He said, before you get the speck out of someone else's eye, you got to get the log out of yours. And I've discovered that when I go through a trial or a problem, I say, okay, God, what are you trying to show me? The other day, somebody said in church something, and inside, and I don't get angry very easy, but inside, it made me mad. And they never knew they made me mad, but I said, I walked away, and I said, Lord, why'd that make me mad? And the Lord said she was going to do what your husband did. Well, I'd forgiven my husband for everything, I thought. But the Lord showed me I didn't forgive him for that thing he did. And when I forgave him, she was not even the issue anymore. Her speck didn't even bother me anymore when I got the log out of my eye. Now, had I not dealt with that, she'd still be irritating me every time. I'd still be thinking about what she said and it'd still be making me mad. You see what I'm saying? Everything you go through, God is letting somebody else, that turkey in your face, to mirror what he wants to change in you and I. And you'll be a lot happier person if you'll just start dealing with you. And I tell you, because I live my life that way, I can say I have the peace that passeth all understanding. And so all we have to do is to see what God is trying to show us, deal with our log, and then it says, and then you'll see clearly how to take the speck out of someone else's eye. And usually the speck just falls out when you deal with your sin. Or you don't care if they have a speck anymore. But this person wasn't even an issue. God let her say that because he was trying to show me another place he wanted to sanctify me. So stand up and ask the Lord to show you where you violated his covenant and get on the potter's wheel. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to search my heart. God, I ask you to show me every place that I need to repent. Show me everything that you want shook from my life so you don't have to shake it off. Lord, I don't want to go into the future being a covenant breaker. I ask for the truth, Lord, that makes me free. Anything that makes you mad is tied to an idol. Anything that makes you fearful is tied to an idol. Anything that makes you jealous is tied to an idol. All negative emotions are tied to idolatry. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and all iniquity is as idolatry. All sin is idolatry. And it's not okay to be angry.
God says if you practice anger, you'll not inherit the kingdom of God. It's not a one-time anger. It's living an angry lifestyle. Lord, forgive me for being afraid of you. I forgive my dad and mom that they were always angry, abusive, and I was afraid of them. And Lord, you're not like my mom and dad. Lord, I forgive, forgive me for hanging on to my sin. Lord, I want to let it go by your grace. Forgive me for thinking I have to be perfect before I come. Forgive me for trying to turn the potter's wheel. Forgive me for trying to do it myself. God, my clay is so full of mess that I've just looked at my life and thought, God, you're going to throw me away. I'm too bad. And God, you said, whosoever will come, and you will not reject anyone who comes to you to yield to you. And Lord, I come under your control tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I get on the potter's wheel. I give up. I surrender all. Lord, forgive me for being a covenant breaker. I forgive my mother and father for being covenant breakers, my forefathers for being covenant breakers. Lord, I break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses. And Lord, tonight I want to renew my covenant with you, to enter into a covenant relationship with you where I become one with you. And I want to obey your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Every demon has to go. Every spirit has to go in the name of Jesus. They came in through breaking covenant. In Jesus' name, spirits that have swallowed them up and devoured them, I command you to spit them out. Spirits of sickness and disease, Lord, we forgive us for disobedience to your voice and your commandments, which would cause curses and sickness to come upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us for disobedience to your voice and your commandments that would cause us to be under these curses. I ask you to break them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you show me how to walk in blessings and show me everything to repent of, Lord, so that my children will be blessed and I'll be blessed and I'll be blessed going in and blessed coming out, blessed in the city and blessed in the country and blessed in these days that we're living in. Father, we thank you and praise you that you are our covenant partner, that you'll bring down your tabernacle in our midst to make a covenant of peace with us in these days, Lord. Thank you that our enemy will come against us one way and have to flee seven because we repent of our sin. Thank you that the people of the world will see that we're called by the name of the Lord and they'll be afraid of us because we're walking in obedience to you. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you that no weapon formed against us will prosper because you're our covenant partner and you'll defend us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all, a vessel of honor for God, a vessel of honor for God, sanctify holy that I might be a vessel of honor for Thee. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy. You know, I don't pray for mercy for America. I pray that God continues His mercy. He's already been merciful to us. Bless you. Love you. God bless you. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, prayer meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Come rain or shine, sleepy or awake. Come. I did not want to get up this morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.